Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
2 o'clock, and you know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We are counting down to get ready for Monday Night Football. And the Falcons will get back to work. And we are going to be up there on Thursday, guys. Usually it's Wednesdays. Thursday is the day this week because everything gets pushed back. I was just telling Mike, it feels kind of weird because it feels like it's been longer
right.
than just a regular bye week because, again, we don't play until Monday night. By the way, Dave Arch is going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour, analyst for our Atlanta Falcons. If you missed our pre-show today, first of all, where were you? It happens every day around 11:15-ish or so, and we invite you guys to tune in, Twitch, Twitter Live, Instagram, all the social media platforms. It's on there. But, Mike, it's funny because Day-Day really came at us today and was like, look, everybody's scared of this Bills game. And he's right. I'm scared because this is the best quarterback that we will have faced.
Right.
And as good as the defense has looked. And, by the way, entering Monday's matchup with the stats that are currently out there, we are the number two team in total defense. Now, that may or may not mean anything to you. But, Mike, this is why we are a little bit taken back. Is because we know what Josh Allen's capable of. Despite the stats, we're pretty good. We're number two in pass defense. The Bills are number one. This may be a defensive struggle on Monday night. It may be a low-scoring game.
Nobody wants to see that, Carl. We want to see stuff in the 30s, man. but, yeah, Josh Allen, we were talking about today on the pre-show. It's on YouTube and on Twitch. Just be Googling Dukes of Bell 929. You'll find it. But, yeah, you know, keeping Josh Allen from breaking that 30-yard, 15, 19, something that moves the chains, seemingly the backbreaker, you know, it's just like any quarterback that has that dual-threat capability. It's like, ah, and just – That hurt. And can we do that with the athletes? I mean, why did we draft all those great athletes this year and last year on defense? I mean, yeah, for nights like Monday night. So let's hope we get after it. And then, you know, I think you can run the football with success. I think we got better skill position players than the Patriots. And now that Zach has found his happy place on the sideline, hopefully they'll get it done. I was breaking Day-Day's chops today. Yes, we got one of the best defenses. But, Carl, then again, we don't allow that many yards because every team gets set up on the 50 because our special teams has been so porous on kickoffs. So there is a bit of a, you know, an asterisk there, but hey, we'll take it.
They got to get that fixed.
That's part of it.
I hope they got that fixed. I hope going into this game next Monday, on Monday, that part of it, the special teams part of it is fixed. But Mike's right. Here's how we dominate them. Here's how you contain Josh Allen. Hand the ball to Bijan and Tyler Algier. The Ravens guys ran for 238 yards on these guys the first week of the season. You turn around and the Jets, who are terrible, ran for 224 yards the second week of the season on the Bills. You then turn around and the Dolphins, who were 0-4 at the time when they played them, ran for 130 yards. Now, the Bills ran for 150, but the Dolphins ran for 130. Then you turn around and you go, well, Saints are bad. They are. They ran for almost 200 yards, a buck 89. This is how you beat the Bills. I'm telling you today, I'll say it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and in the Monday. That's how you keep Josh Allen off the field, Mike. Sustained drives, and everybody they've played has had success running the ball at these guys. That's what we have to do on Monday night.
Right on. So it's playing to our strengths, you could argue. Now, Sean McDermott, he's always angry, man. He's going to be working on some plans to try to take away some of the things we do best. So the chess game, the game within the game, yeah, I get that. And Jeff Ulbrich, as you said, won't be the first defensive coordinator looking at the film going, okay, how do we stop Josh Allen? Well, first things first, defense, you got to be able to cover the receivers and also have like eyes in the back of your head. Because it seems like everybody gets downfield and whoops, and then there he goes. And that gets back to our linebackers. So how is Ulbrich going to use our linebackers? You know, can Divine Diablo have an impact? Is this a game where Jalen? No, guys always hit us up already. Spy him. You spy the guy, somebody gets loose behind him. You know what I mean? That's the thing when you do that with a defender. I mean, I know it sounds good, but I don't know if Ulbrich thinks about that. Maybe situationally, we'll ask Arch about it. I'm sure I can tell Arch's response. He'll go, nah, I doubt it.
Doesn't like it.
But, you know, if you're going to do that, the guy like Jalen Walker sounds like a pretty good spy. But or at least, just use his athleticism. Just forget him.
I don't know, man. I'm mixed on that as well. But maybe that's the way you limit his scrambles. If you feel like he's scrambling, first of all, do they have anybody that scares you on the outside? Like, Josh makes everybody better, but again, do they have that difference-making wide receiver? I'm here to tell you, they don't have Justin Jefferson. We've seen him already, right? They don't have Ja'Marr Chase. He's struggling because he doesn't have a delivery system right now. And speaking of that, for those who are just tuning in, the Bengals have traded for Joe Flacco. So that came down today, and for every Falcon fan who's going, wait a minute, what happened to Cousins? Too expensive. Look, Flacco is going to play the rest of this year. He can still sling it. They know that. He can go win a couple of games for the Bengals until Joe Burrow gets back in early December. But that deal went down today. But the point is, like their wide receivers are not those guys at Buffalo. You've got to limit these scrambles from Josh Allen, and it gets back to your whole, do you spy him? Maybe, right. Mike, that's how you limit it.
Well, they do have, you know, some guys. You know, they have some pieces.
Well, I'm more afraid of their tight end, to be honest with you. And I said this. Dalton Kincaid, he is like that safety blanket that is always there, and when you need a first down or in the red zone, he's going to find him.
It is interesting because you're right. Kincaid's got the most yards, and then you got Keon Coleman. Coleman, by the way, was sat out for the first series the other night because apparently, I guess he missed a team meeting or was late for something. They didn't give specifics.
Was he a knucklehead at Florida State?
No, I mean, yeah, he was a great athlete. I mean, he was a possession receiver, made some huge athletic grabs, and again, in a team that could have been in the playoff. He had transferred from Michigan State and was always super athletic guy at 6'4". But, yep. He apparently did something which irked the coach, but they moved on and turned the page. But, yeah, he is a guy, but you're right. It's just kind of dudes, and they don't really use – and you and I have discussed this before. James Cook, they don't really take him down the field. He's got just 12 receptions on 14 targets, and I've heard Orlovsky and other analysts, I think I want to say it was Chris Collinsworth the other night saying that, why don't you get a little more involved like we do with Bijan? He didn't specifically state Bijan, but they just use him on very rudimentary routes. Good. Hope they don't decide to break him out against us.
I agree, because he's dangerous. Now, I that's another guy that I would fear because, Mike, he's like Bijan in the sense that he creates mismatches on the defensive side. You got to find a guy that can run with that guy. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You can hit us up, guys. Text us at 404-726-0929. It's our text line. It's also our call-in line as well. And find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929, and follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Many ways to get at us, guys. Coming up, daily downloads on the way. We will talk about that crazy game last night and maybe what it means for Jacksonville. I think, Mike, most people from Georgia are rooting for Trevor Lawrence. He came into the league as, and this may be too much. You talk about the hype around Arch Manning, a savior. When he got drafted by Jacksonville, it was like, this thing's about to completely change. And then he gets there and he's got Urban Meyer as his coach, and that was a joke. And he's gone through a couple of different coaches. He's had injuries. But Mike and I were saying earlier, for us, he might have looked as good as we've seen him play since he's been in Jacksonville last year or last night. And even though he made a couple of mistakes, I mean, at the end of the day, they found a way to win the game. But we're going to dive into that.
Right.
Hawks as well in the preseason. But, man, Sunshine, that's what we call him. He looks good, and that team is playing really well. The crazy thing, Mike, for me is Travis Hunter hasn't really been a difference maker
yet.
Yeah,
we spent so much time talking about how he's going to be the ultimate weapon. And so far, he's not having an impact on either side of the football. And maybe this was why, and you and I said, oh, the hell with it. It just takes the right team with some imagination and the right coaching staff. And Liam Cohen is pretty imaginative, and they can't seem to squeeze the excellence out of this just yet. Now, it's early days, but this was why some of the OGs that you hear on TV and you hear some of these comments that got passed around pre-draft, well, yeah, I don't believe in that guy going both ways in the NFL. It doesn't work. So it's like, okay, because everyone thought you'd get a Deion Sanders. And, you know, again, even Deion, the most receptions Deion ever had in 1 year was like 18. So it's not like, you know, and as we said, it ain't Chuck Bednarik going all the way back to 1960 with the Eagles who played the whole game both ways. So maybe the experts were right that there's just not a place for that kind of athlete in today's NFL unless they've got to just find the balance, because you're a rookie. Now you got to memorize two playbooks, and maybe that is too daunting. I don't know. He also looked like he blew out his hammy last night. You see him?
Yeah.
When it was, who was it? Who's the speed burner for Worthy? Was going down the field. And he was trying to stay with him, and so I don't know if he's a little banged up now as well.
Yeah, I think Travis, again, college, it sounds crazy, but it's just different, man, in the league. And the other part for me, Mike, is I think for you to be really good in the NFL, you got to be singularly focused on one thing. I'm going to be a great linebacker. I'm not going to be a great linebacker and a fullback. I'm going to be a great wide receiver, not a great wide receiver and a corner. That, I think, is what's going on right now. And again, I think everybody just wants to see him do it because we hadn't seen anybody play every snap on both sides of the ball. But even that's not happening right now. So either way, Jacksonville wins. Big win for them last night. And, Mike, we got to mention this here before we go to our first break. And that is, we left the show yesterday and we were talking about, oh, looks like he might retire. He's about to announce his retirement. This is crazy. Last night, Laker ticket prices went up with the anticipation of what this LeBron announcement was going to be.
Right. But how do the Lakers not know this is just a big nothing burger and it's simply a commercial? Yes, LeBron is taking his talents to Hennessy. And so, if you thought, I thought, okay, you know, maybe, but you know, the tell on this was the guy that's sitting there to do the interview, it's just an actor. Nobody knew who he was.
Yep.
So it's set up, you know, like if Jim Gray is sitting there, right, you know, or somebody from 60 Minutes is sitting there, oh, okay.
Maybe.
But it's just some dude. So the idea that LeBron was going to have a second decision, yes, he's just. And it's funny because I follow this guy, McNeil, and they have Ralphie from The Christmas Story. A crummy commercial, son of a blank. Because that's all it was.
It was.
Remember, he gets the decoder ring, and he decodes the message. It's like, drink more Ovaltine. Oh, man.
It was weak.
Right.
Do you think, I know you guys watch it. I've not watched the full ad yet. Is it good? Is it okay? I mean, like, because Mike's right. Nothing burger. We were both like, oh, okay. It's a heck of a way to announce it before the season starts. Pretty right. good. He'll get all
farewell
the love.
Farewell tour.
Yeah, right. He'll get all the love. Is this thing any good? Day-Day, did you watch it? Is it a good ad to say?
Well, once I heard, I'll be completely honest.
You didn't watch it?
I didn't watch it because I didn't feel, A, that it was even going to be anything related to basketball.
It wasn't great, man.
It's not a great ad.
It's a LeBron 23 Hennessy bottle. Ooh, like
collector's item.
Yeah, it sounds like it was more of him playing off the fact of how he knew what the original decision, the emotions mm-hmm. that were behind.
Oh,
people.
Yeah.
Sounds right. like he just wanted to play off of that.
Okay.
Where was Jim Gray when we need him, man?
Well, to Mike's point, if Jim Gray was sitting there, we would have felt different.
You've got something big you want to tell us?
That's exactly.
That's a missed opportunity right there.
Every time the story, we were doing the show at the Lodge back in the day. Remember the All-Star game was here in Atlanta and Pete Rose was here and Jim was like, Pete, would you like to take this opportunity to maybe make it? No, I'm just happy to be here at the All-Star game. Maybe a great opportunity to perhaps be contrite. And so we were talking about it, like, Jim, just let it go. It wasn't happening. And Jim Gray was jocking.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
King threw Buckhead, and he comes in the lodge all sweaty, and he's all angry, and he's yelling at us. But anyway, but he, for those who don't know, Jim Gray was the man when we had the decision back in the day.
Yeah. The first.
Yes.
Decision.
The real decision.
Yeah, where all of you were mad at LeBron. You remember. He's changing basketball.
It was dumb as hell. I know he gave the money to the kids, but in that moment you were like, dude, just cut him a check, LeBron.
Oh, my goodness. All right, it was nothing.
For some computers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.